be presenting on the impact of planting date and maturity group in the Mid-South soybean production.
Thanks. Thank you, Nathan. How's everyone doing this afternoon? Doing good? Man, I'm glad y'all got to stay for this end. It's been a long time, but glad y'all are here. Really appreciate it. Again, my name is Wilkes Wood. I'm a first-year PhD student at Mississippi State University, and discuss some of my PhD research with y'all today. So for those of you that may not know, Mississippi was typically very much considered a cotton state. I mean, we were named King Cotton, per se. So for soybeans to come in was relatively new for our growers. And the main reason for that occurred with commodity prices of cotton was down, input costs were extremely high, so they needed to plant other crops like corn or soybeans. But again, they weren't too familiar with this new crop. And with the region we are, which is, I can get the pointer up, right in there, everyone said, well, you need to plant a group 7, group 6, or group 5. It's real full season varieties. And so growers said, fine. And they planted in late May, early June, kind of after they finished planting their cotton and other crops. And this equated to static yields in the 70s and 80s. And that is strictly due to that these maturity groups hit reproductive stages towards the end of July to August, which is our hottest, driest month. So it's essentially when the soybean crop needs water the most and needs good weather to put on and do its thing and make good yields. Mother Nature slaps it in the face and tells it to take it. And it equates to just not great yields in our area. So this table kind of shows that. Find this cursor again. And through the 70s and 90s, well, early 90s, over half of our acres were planted 1st of June. And then you can also see kind of what those yields equated to. So researchers then came to come up with the early soybean production system, which is kind of our current system that we use now. And it is very simple. Plant earlier and plant an earlier maturing variety, specifically kind of 4s and 5s became the most popular in our area. So with this, we were able to get our yields improved. And currently, we are sitting with 20% of our acres being planted before April 20th, about 60% of our acres from April 20th to May 20th, and then also 20% of our acres kind of planted after May 20th. And currently right now, about 75% of our acres are planted with a maturity group 4 soybean, and then the rest, about 25%, is planted with a group 5. However, with this current production system, our growers are now facing a new problem in our area, and that is we're running out of water. One of the main things that makes the Mississippi Delta, which where we are located, so productive is we have the ability to irrigate our crops. And so the Mississippi Delta, again, kind of located, if I can get this thing up, kind of right there, sits on top of the Mississippi River Valley Alluvial Aquifer. Now, the large portion of agricultural land in Mississippi is in the Mississippi Delta. And currently, 2.1 million acres this year was planted into soybeans, and over half those acres are irrigated. So a lot of irrigation water is being pumped to provide for the soybean crop. Now, from 1985 to the year 2000, withdrawals from this aquifer increased 130%, and that is mainly due to agriculture. And we are currently still pumping water out of this aquifer at an unsustainable rate. So better management practices are needed to help sustain our current production system and improve it. So the objective of my study was to determine the effects of planting dates and maturity group on water use efficiency and yield. So the experiment was conducted in Stoneville, Mississippi, at the Delta Research and Extension Center, which is, again, is kind of in the heart of the Mississippi Delta. And the soil type used for this trial was Dundee silty clay loam, and that is a very common soil type that our producers use to plant soybeans onto. A maturity group 3, 4, and 5 soybeans were planted at 3 separate planting dates. The first planting date was April 26th this year. We were shooting for a little earlier than that, but in the past few springs we've had a lot of rain, it's been very wet, it's been kind of hard to plant a little earlier than that. So this year, that's when we were able to plant, and that held pretty consistent with what a lot of our soybean producers were able to do as well, so we felt good about it. Then the mid-planting date was May 14th, and then the later planting date was June 1st. And then we used a split plot arrangement instead of a randomized complete block with 4 reps for this study. The irrigations were based on hydrometer watermark moisture sensors, and these were placed in every single treatment within 1 replication in the field. So each treatment received a soil moisture sensor placed at a depth of 6 inches, 12 inches, and 24 inches. And I know this is a corn field, but that's kind of what it would look like in the field. So, for instance, that sensor would be at 6 inches, next one would be at 12, and the last one would be at 24. So we would take moisture readings from these sensors, and then when they average 75 centibars, we would trigger an irrigation event. And to kind of give you an idea of what these centibar readings mean and kind of what they correlate to, a reading of about 1 to 20 means that field is saturated. It can hold basically no more water. It is at maximum capacity. Centibar reading of about 30 is field capacity, and then a centibar reading of 50 is where a lot of our growers we've been able to correlate and see in the past few years. That's typically when they will begin to irrigate, is at a centibar reading of 50. And then in past research that my major advisor has been doing, he's determined that 75 centibars is a very safe threshold for soybeans, so we felt comfortable leaving it at 75 for the season. So anytime a treatment exceeded 75 centibars, irrigation was initiated. And then each irrigation, we applied 4 acre inches. And then again, just for your knowledge, 1 acre inch is 27,154 gallons. So we applied 4 acre inches each time an irrigation event was needed. And then lastly, plots were mechanically harvested at the end of the season. Data were analyzed with analysis variance, proc mixed, alpha 0.05 was used. There was a significant planting date by maturity group interaction for both water use efficiency and also final yield. So we're going to move on to the results. Left column is treatment, just shows which planting dates I'm discussing and maturity group that goes along with it. Middle column is days from planting until R6.5. And R6.5 is an important growth stage because that is our recommendation of when to terminate irrigations. So when is it at that growth stage? No more need for water, it's good to go. And then lastly is the number of irrigations each specific maturity group took within the planting date. And then really right off the bat, just notice that with the early planting dates, low number of irrigations that are needed. And then as you move further out with each successive planting date, more irrigations are required. And as a side note, for anyone that is not from Mississippi or down south, we had a great year for irrigation work. It was basically hot and dry all summer long. From the 1st of June onward, we got very little rain, so it was a great year. So these irrigations you see is due to very hot, dry climatic events in our environment down there. So next, I'm going to move on to water use efficiency. And we define this as bushels per acre divided by the total acre inches applied for that treatment. So what you see graphed here is the amount of bushels each acre inch made for that treatment. Everybody kind of following with me, tracking with me? Awesome, great. Y'all are doing good for being so late in the afternoon and being here so long. So again, right off the bat, with early planting dates, group 3 outdid all the other maturity groups, significantly better water use efficiency. Then next to that, group 4, and then next to that, group 5. But also I really want to point out again, just the all within that early planting date were significantly higher and better than later planting dates. And then also notice with those later planting dates, no matter what maturity group was used, really no statistical differences or improvements with water use efficiency. Now keep this in mind, really specifically this early planting date where you see this group 3 is just knocked out of the park with water use efficiency. Then also kind of keep in mind those later planting dates as we move on to final yield. So same stuff as the last graph, but with this early planting date, although the 3s did great with water use efficiency, didn't correlate so great with yield. Yielded significantly less than our group 4 and our group 5. But still, that early planting date did significantly better than the later planting dates. But within the later planting dates, like mid planting date, group 4 outdid the other varieties. And then likewise, the late planting date, no real differences between the maturity groups numerically. Group 5 might be a little better, but still received more irrigations, so you got to keep that in mind as well. So in conclusion, it is paramount for an early planting date with our growers. The yield and water conservation potential at that early planting date is just unmatched in our area, in our region. But then also, like I mentioned earlier, we've been having some late plantings due to wet situations, fields have been wet, been difficult to get in at a timely manner. So what we've also been able to see, and kind of from my own personal experience and observations, is that when a grower can't necessarily plant as early as he would like, he would go from planting a group four to maybe a group five, either out of just what his dad did or whatever he thinks is best. But according to these results, a group four, by and far, across the board, just outdoes any maturity group for yield and also water use. But some future research, this year we had some difficulties with our irrigations and being able to really get a true movement of our moisture sensors with each irrigation event. So in the future, we'll hopefully be able to take care of that a little better. But ultimately, take home message for our growers, the group four is very safe any time of the year, especially contradictory to what their dad or granddad might tell them. Results show group four is the way to go in our area. With that, let's thank our summer work crew, fellow graduate students, because without their help and assistance, there's no way I could be able to do this project, and then also committee members for their extensive help with this. With that, I'd love to have any questions, because I think I got good enough time.
Questions?
Fire away. Great question. So the question is, from where we are, kind of how much is it to apply an irrigation event, and also how does that correlate with yield? So for each irrigation event with a diesel well, which is the majority of our growers use, it's about $10. So you take that into effect with yield. If you get 4 or 5 bushels, better, you more than pay for that irrigation event. And due to time, we haven't been able to run economics, and hopefully next year we'll be able to have that some more as well. But yes, sir. All right, can you say it one more time? Seed quality with in terms of planting date and maturity group? Yes, so the question is, have we looked at seed quality with planting date and maturity groups? I have not. No, sir, not. As part of this study, we have not. So the question is, well, it's more of a statement, I guess. So the question is, out of these 4 acre inches we're applying, really how much is getting into the ground, and then also correlating to why the heck do I need to apply 12 irrigations? So first of which, some research that Jason has done, and actually Jake McNeil and Corey, I think, has done some, on infiltration, we're seeing with furrow irrigation, which is what we're running down there, we're getting about 50 to max 60% infiltration. So if we're applying 4 acre inches, essentially half of that is getting in the soil. So, and then the next part of your question is the reason I applied 12 irrigations is we had a heck of a time with these sealing soils. And now when I say sealing soils, it's a major problem in our area. Soil with low organic matter. Essentially, you come over with an irrigation and you form literally a seal on the soil, and it is very hard to get irrigation water efficiency into your soil. So I would make, for instance, I would come Tuesday, make an irrigation application, come back 3 days later, check my moisture sensors, and it would still say I need to make an irrigation application. So that is what I was kind of hinting at next year. We're going to do some things differently and kind of change it up and get some better irrigation events and be able to move our moisture sensors. So that's the main reason why those irrigation numbers are so high.
Okay. Thanks, Will.
Appreciate it.